Amidst the barrage of troubling news coming our way every day, it's good to have a laugh once in a while. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we praise funny books and the women who write them. Our book critic, Marian Winnick, reviews two new novels full of comical people and silly situations. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. There's nothing I love like a funny book, and I have two really funny books to recommend this week. We just hosted Susan Call at the Ivy Bookshop for her sixth comic novel, Bookish People, which is about the wacky world of books and the people who love them, as seen through a week in the life of a Washington, D.C. bookstore. Recently widowed bookstore owner Sophie Bernstein, 54, is trying to find her footing after the death of her beloved husband and other disorienting events of 2017, particularly the violence in Charlottesville. But it's not easy. For one thing, almost all the people in her life are her employees and are much younger than she is. Call, herself a longtime events manager at Politics and Prose in Washington, brackets this winsome midlife picaresque by placing Sophie at two young people's parties. At the opener, the youth have gathered to guzzle some vile but dangerously potent liquor. At the close, they throw a rooftop solar eclipse party. Along the way, Sophie faces extreme drama of all kinds, from a threatened protest due to the visit of a rapacious British poet blamed for his wife's suicide, to having her car towed because her keys have been sucked up by her vacuum cleaner. Meanwhile, the book jokes don't stop coming. The fiction debut of a 25-year-old Parisian-born Afghani-Irish woman titled The Girl in Gauzy Blue, well, of course, they can't keep that in stock. A book called The Uncommon Quail, speculative fiction featuring Vice President Dan Quayle as an undercover narcotics agent, not so much. And literally everyone Sophie meets, including a lawyer threatening suit, wants her input on a book idea. A smelly but insightful tortoise named Kurt Vonnegut Jr. recalls the rabbit of Call's hilarious previous novel, The Stager. And if you love Kurt Vonnegut Jr., wait till you meet Twix, the socialist dog in Amy Fusselman's debut novel, The Means, a trenchant comedy of class and the way we live now. Shelley Means is a non-working mother of two, wife of a struggling voiceover narrator, denizen of a part of Manhattan she calls the discount incense and caftan district, and she is a woman with a dream. The dream of owning a beach house. Lucky for her, the therapist who is helping Shelley with her anger issues is also a real estate broker and knows just the tick-infested, non-waterfront piece of land in a part of the Hamptons she and George can afford once they sell their raccoon-infested lake house. And if they construct the house out of used shipping containers and give up all but the most basic convenience features and take out a loan, they might even be able to build on it. With its deadpan absurdity, pithy prose, and moral je ne sais quoi, Fusselman's satire totally hits the spot, with running jokes about raccoons, Japanese toilets, and nutrition bars with names like generosity, vulnerability, and caring. Could we be entering a golden age of the comic novel? Surely one of the best possible things that could happen at this desperate moment in history.
The books are Bookish People by Susan Call and The Means by Amy Fusselman. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org, on the WIPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.